bye. Landed in a huddle on the power line. So I aimed with an eagle's eye and fired, but it was two pigeons that fell like beanbags into the wheat. Well, they sure looked like the
I feel cold, I am blind. And that was Blind by Swans, who also opened the hour up with Red Velvet Corridor. That was the first track, followed by Rabbit Box, which is a cover off of Wednesday's cover album with MJ Lenderman. That one's a real treat, so I would check that out. And here's some Porter Robinson. And that was Porter Robinson with Dulcythe. Got a couple things to say. Tune in to Top Secret International. Bring your security clearance for these Top Secret tracks. Listen to Top Secret International Tuesdays at 5 until 6 p.m. only on WRCT Pittsburgh. And stay tuned after The Lab for From Here to Eternity. Everyone thinks they know the 80s hits, but on the other side of the Atlantic lies a treasure trove of synth-drenched sounds that filled the airwaves of Europe back in the day. Take a trip back to the 80s you never knew with DJ Tony Tunes from Here to Eternity, Mondays at 4. Up next, probably already know it, but trip-hop classic, we'll say. That, of course, was Massive Attack's Angel. WRCT is supported by Sidecar Bakery in North Oakland. Sidecar is an independent coffee shop with a full coffee bar, ready-made breakfast sandwiches, breakfast pastries, savory hand pies, cakes, and pies made in the bakery next door. Sidecar offers a place to study, eat, and hang with friends in a cafe setting. Open 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Saturday, and 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. on Sunday. For more information, visit their website at sidecar412.com. If you're interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities. Got a couple of instrumentals coming up now. This is Good Morning. Next, we'll have some Mac DeMarco. That was a new track from Tanuki-chan called Circles. Got two more bin cuts coming up for you, but first, do you ride a bicycle? Do you want safer streets, respect from motorists, and bicycle infrastructure improvements? Bike Pittsburgh is a nonprofit organization working on improving the conditions on the streets and the amenities off the streets, making Pittsburgh a more bicycle-friendly city. Find out about Bike Pittsburgh's programs on the web at bike-pgh.org, by phone at 412-325-4334, or stop by your local bike shop and pick up a brochure.
Yeah.
All right, and that was called Ascension by Fax Gang. For that, we had Shoreline by All Feels. Now I gotta tell you something called Funky Chicken. Do you know that an estimated 3,000 Americans die from a foodborne illness each year? That's why it's important to always use separate cutting boards for raw meat and vegetables. Clean, separate, cook, chill. To learn more about the four steps to keep you, your family safe from foodborne illness, please visit foodsafety.gov. This message has been brought to you by the USDA, HHS, and WRCT. Now here's some Bubble Vol. That was Ausleben, Die Engel auf Erden, I think. And here's where we start to pick it up a little bit.
Try. Right. That was a pressure by 1-800-MIKEY. And what you heard for that was Sugar Cube, Yola Tango. Here's some Cream.
To know when I get you home. This is how it goes. I got nothing to lose. I'll never let you go.
That was introducing the Fearless Flyers by the Fearless Flyers, and followed by Little Bird, White Stripes. Only got two more for you. Here's some De La Soul. Raising right up to back. Is it Daisy age? You're about to walk top stage, so wipe your lottos on the mat. Hip hop love, this is, and don't mind when I quiz your involvements before the sun. But clear your court, cause this a one man sport, and who's better for this than plugged one? Don't have to worry about me squashing other deals, cause they've already been squished. Freeze a frame of our moves the same. Wish we can continue right behind the bush. You'll stay with me, I know this, but not because of all my earthly treasures, or regardless to the fact that I'm pass the news, but because dance to introduce myself as the chosen one to speak. Let me lay my hand across yours and aim a kiss upon your cheek. The name's Plunk 2, and from the soul I bring you the daisy of your choice. May it be filled with a pleasure principle in circumference to my voice. About those other Jennies I reckoned with, lost them all like a homework excuse. This time the magic number is 2, cause it takes 2, not 3 to seduce. My destiny of love is brought to an apex. Sex is a mere molecule in this world of lust that I have for you. It's true, true. Let this rhyme style get somewhat poured in the mold. Hold my hand, we'll pick my plantation of daisies for a bouquet of souls. Like to be at the cut of a rim. Take it as filled to the rim as in brim. Squeeze your stoop like Betty Boop, then make camel alphabet soup and spell plug ones within. Forward marching to say when transistors will play. Coming to bed is the move. Dolby sound will be then top crown when I put the needle into your groove. I got a good thing, and in full swing. Full swing. I show this in gifts, words or letters, but even without those three, I know you'd be close to me, cause soul that I send is taking steps to reach your heart. Any moment you feel alone, I can fill up your empty part. We can ascend till we reach daylight heaven, and in a spin we'll hit the top 10. Then we could meet Mr. Stucky and Pops, Brother Lucky will preach, let the wedding begin. Shot by an arrow of Cupid through a string of a G-clef, my dear, I claim your death. And if you could hear me, by golly G, true boy is ready for what you possess. We could live in my plug to home, and on Mars where we could be all alone. And we make a song for two, picture perfect things, and I sing of how was I Know by De La Soul. Only got one more coming. So this is our last song of the hour. It's called Girl Party by Magna Carta. It's a fun one. Enjoy. I'll see you next week.
This is DJ Chris Wired. Due to some unforeseen circumstances, I will not be doing a new show this week. Instead, this is a repeat from back in March. I hope you enjoy it, and hope to be back next week with a new show. Thanks for listening.
Hi, you are listening to WRCT Pittsburgh, and welcome to Ebony Spectrum. Here are some of the things that you missed last week from some of our media partners.
Mr. Kennedy, I was struck by your comments during our meeting last week.
What?
I was struck by your comments in our meeting last week where you made it abundantly clear to me that you intended to clean house of the professional scientist at the National Institutes of Health, which you know is headquartered in the state of Maryland and employs thousands of hardworking Marylanders. I, for the record, believe in scientists, and I believe in doctors, and I trust them over politicians without medical degrees. You talked about bad science and bad scientists, and in fact, you specifically said to me in response to my question that you intend to replace the bad scientist with the good scientist. And so I want to ask you, in your opinion, what makes a scientist or a doctor qualified to serve at the National Institutes of Health?
A scientist who's devoted to empirical methodology, to evidence-based science, a scientist who understand the importance of replication, the importance of publishing raw data and being open and transparent about it, the importance of publishing peer review. We have, NIH has overseen over the past several years the decline, the precipitous decline in American health. There's 91,000 people at HHS, and are you suggesting that some of them should not be held responsible for that decline? They were in charge of protecting our health.
Let me just say this, because I only have 3 minutes left. I don't set the rules here, but I ask the questions. And the question is really whether you intend, as you said, to substitute essentially your judgment for the judgment of these professional scientists.
I'm not going to substitute my judgment for science. Of course, I'm not going to do that. What I'm going to do, listen, the New York Times just did an article last week talking about the fraud, the 20-year fraud, 800 fraudulent studies produced by NIH on amyloid plaques and not allowing any other hypothesis about the cause of Alzheimer's
to be explored. Well, how will you decide, Mr. Kennedy, which scientists? Are they the ones who disagree with you?
The ones who are corrupt. The ones who have been doing science like the amyloid plaque studies that were fraudulent.
Let me ask you a question. Do you have a medical degree?
Do I? No.
Okay, let me go to the next question. The Heritage Fund has compiled a watch list of federal employees to go after federal staff. Is there a watch list for federal staff at HHS?
Not that I know of.
Have you or has anyone in the administration developed a list of career scientists or federal staff that you would target for termination?
Not that I know of.
And let me just ask you another question. Now, your failed presidential campaign has been raising money to try and cover your debts. And you were questioned about this yesterday and failed to answer a question that Senator Warren asked you. And so I want to ask you again regarding these emails that you have sent to raise money. How much has your presidential campaign made fundraising off of this administration's complete disregard for the workforce at HHS?
Excuse me? I didn't hear the question. The last part.
How much money has your presidential campaign made off of fundraising, off of this administration's complete disregard for the workforce at HHS?
Zero.
Okay, Mr. Chair, I'd like to ask unanimous consent to enter into the record two emails from this week and the week before regarding fundraising that you are currently doing through your presidential
campaign. Without objection.
And finally, I want to ask you, I have you said to, you were on a show on February 26, 2021, an interview with Dr. Judy Mikovits, where you said the following, and I quote, "We should not be giving black people the same vaccine schedule that's given to whites because their immune system is better than ours." Can you please explain what you meant?
There's a series of studies, I think most of them by Poland, that show that to particular antigens that blacks have a much stronger reaction. There's differences in reaction to different products by different races.
So I have 17 seconds left. Let me just ask you then. So what different vaccine schedule would you say I should have received?
That
What different vaccine schedule should I have received?
I mean, the Pollen article suggests that blacks need fewer antigens than.
This is so dangerous.
So you get the same measles vaccine.
Mr. Kennedy, with all due respect, that is so dangerous. Your voice would be a voice that parents would listen to. That is so dangerous. I will be voting against your nomination because your views are dangerous to our state and to our country.
I mean, do you think science is dangerous, Senator? This is published peer-reviewed studies.
I yield.
That was from Roland Martin, Unfiltered. And continuing on.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Don Lemon Show. We're so glad that we could have you this week. President Donald Trump signed a memorandum directing the federal government to prepare the U.S. naval base at Guantanamo Bay, known as Gitmo, of course, to house some tens of thousands of migrants that have been rounded up on the streets of America. So the order calls for the Defense and Homeland Security Departments to provide detention space at Guantanamo and for, I quote here, high priority criminal aliens unlawfully present in the United States. So what is going on here? I want to talk with the editor of Law Dragon and the author of the book America's Trial, Torture and the 9/11 Case on Guantanamo Bay. John Ryan joins us, an award-winning legal affairs journalist as well. John, thanks so much for being here.
Sure. Thanks for having me.
You are at Guantanamo Bay right now.
I am. I've been here for close to 2 weeks for this latest trip, and this is probably my 55th trip overall.
Okay. We're going to talk about what's happening at Guantanamo Bay, but what exactly is going on here as it relates to this overall story of some 30,000, if not more, migrants or, undocumented immigrants being placed in Guantanamo?
That's where she takes me.
WRCT 88.3 FM. My name is DJ.